A federal appeals court has struck down Oklahoma's ban on Sharia law. The ruling said the state amendment, which was passed in 2010, discriminated against Muslims. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
70% of Oklahomans passed the amendment to their state constitution. It barred courts from recognizing Sharia law, that is, Islamic law, as valid. Supporters said they weren't singling out Islam. It applied to all religious laws. Still, they only mentioned Islam. Dan Mack, an attorney at the ACLU, says in effect that meant that Catholics or Jews could make agreements or draw up wills that cite their religious beliefs, but Muslims could not.
The Constitution flatly forbids the government from singling out one religious faith for official opprobrium, and this so-called Save Our State Amendment does just that.
A Muslim man named Munir Awad sued. He argued that he wanted his estate distributed according to Islamic law, and that under the ban, a court could not execute the will. Soon after that, a federal court in Oklahoma temporarily blocked the ban, ruling that it violated Awad's First Amendment rights. Today, the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver agreed, ruling unanimously that the state was favoring all other religions over Islam in violation of the Establishment Clause. Ira Lupu, a religion law expert at George Washington University Law School, says the ruling is no surprise.
I would have been shocked if there had been a contrary outcome. Every responsible First Amendment religion clause lawyer in the United States, of whom I'm aware, as soon as this was passed, before it was passed, when it was being considered, looked at this and said, this is clearly unconstitutional.
Now the case returns to federal court in Oklahoma for a hearing on whether the injunction should be permanent. Oklahoma's attorney general says he will continue to defend the ban. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
This is NPR News.